Hi, thanks for popping by OasisChurchNJ.com. We're a five-year-old contemporary Christian church with three locations in Central Jersey. Go to our website at oasis-church-nj.com to check out what's going on.
I actually almost slugged someone on the way over here. I know, isn't it horrible? I'm just being honest with you. I just want to go there for a second. So the theater where we rent, and this is all connected to the message, all right? This is why we need Jesus so much, all right? The theater where we are, we were going to have a meet and greet outside, way out, away from the theater. We rent this place for $900 a week. I mean, we were going to, it was like far out, like 200 yards out from where the rest of the theater is. We just wanted to have a little meet and greet like we did last week here with the people. At the last minute, the dude says, no, you can't do it. And I said, what? And he was like acting like being like a real jerk. I'm just being honest. And like the old Dave like came out for a minute, and I wanted to linebacker, tear him out, you know, just get to him. I had to have one of the other guys, Dave, calm down now, Pastor Dave. Meanwhile, all the other people that were new that came out were looking at me going, this is the pastor? So I needed to get that off my chest, because you're looking at an imperfect person right here. And the thing is, that's why we need Jesus. We are an imperfect church. Look around, we're not perfect. You're all pretty looking, but we're an imperfect church for imperfect people seeking a perfect God. And that's why we're in this the series called Viral. And that's a true story. It just happened. So I'm still a little shaky. So thing is we're this amazing series called Viral. This is our third week of Viral. And the idea of, you've heard of Viral, right? How do things go viral? Well, the gospel is viral. The first week we mentioned how the gospel itself, the message of Jesus himself, here it is. It starts with this. God the Father sent God the Son, his only boy, to earth to die for our sins, to die for junk like I just did about 5 minutes ago. Hey, don't be looking at, you all have your own things going on. Don't be looking at me, judging me, all right? But anyway, God the Father sent God the Son to die for our sins. And then Jesus, he found these simple people, these imperfect people, these dirty fishermen. We talked about the first week, a tax collector, even a tax collector who was the most hated person in society. They were excommunicated from the synagogue. Even their family, as we said last week, was excommunicated from their synagogue. They weren't allowed in it. He was looking at the low life. And Jesus steps in front of him and says, follow me. And Matthew leaves everything, all that stuff. He was a rich guy. He left it all to follow Jesus. And how amazing is that? And then Matthew, this is how where it gets viral. Then Matthew invites all his friends, who, of course, were all people like him, low life, scum, slimes, whores, prostitutes. The whole list goes on and on. He invites them, hey, guys, come out and check Jesus out. He's amazing. I'm a nobody and cast down by society. The Pharisees don't like me. The religious leaders don't like me. But this guy, Jesus, actually invited me to follow him, so I'm having a party. Come on out, check Jesus out. He's wonderful. So all you can imagine what party they had, right? It's kind of the kind of party that, you know, you can picture like maybe a keg party going on. They had everything going on. And so these guys saw Jesus up close and personal. And then they took the message all over the place. And then we see, there should be my little stick figure thing in there somewhere, brother, thanks. So all these disciples that Jesus gathers, last week he gathered these fishermen from Galilee, who Galilee was a place you didn't really look up to. It was like kind of like Brooklyn, you know, when people pick on New Jersey on TV, you always hear New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey. It's like, well, that was what Galilee is like. Well, Jesus, who did he go for? He went for dirty fishermen, unlearned fishermen. It all starts with Jesus. See, that's God the Father, Jesus, then the disciples, the 12 disciples, and then the whole world. And then we get to Acts, where these people, now there's no Facebook. No Facebook, no Twitter, there's no Joel Osteen on TV, no televangelists, nothing going on like that. And yet, these folks, these leaders of society says, what happened? These guys turned the whole world upside down. They used the exact phrase. How did that happen? They go from one person to turning the whole world up. It's viral. That's our series. And we want you today, we're going to talk about, get a little practical. Last week, most of you, I don't know if you've been here, but last week we talked about how we want to, the last 2 weeks of the series, to bring it down to our level. How can we in our lives, we know the message of the gospel is viral. The message is simple. And if you're not a Christian today, it's this, that Jesus loves you where you're at. That he doesn't matter where you've been in your life. Doesn't matter how far you've gone away from God. He doesn't care what you did. He came, it says, to seek and save that which was lost. In fact, to get one thing clear, one of our first points is God cares about lost people and wants them found. There should be right there. Luke 19:10. That he came to seek and save that which was lost. So if you're not a believer today, you're welcome here. This is a church for people who wouldn't normally believe. No matter where you are in your spiritual journey, we want you to know, because God had mercy on us, we want you to know that he loves you and that there's forgiveness for you. But you need to come honestly. Like I just came honestly. I came honestly to you guys. You have to come honest to God and say, listen, I'm a sinner. I'm broken. I'm lost. I'm hopeless. I'm tired of wearing the mask. I'm tired of being, you know, putting on an act. I need you. And Jesus says, I died for you. And all we need to do, you see, is accept him. Say, Jesus, I don't know anything about the Bible or anything like that, but that sounds pretty darn good, forgiveness. Because the promise in the gospel, the message that's viral, says, hey, if you believe on me, you will never, ever perish. You'll have eternal life. There's forgiveness. And all that crap and all that garbage in your heart, there's a great exchange that goes on. Jesus says, I'm going to take all that junk and then I'm going to pour it out into me on that cross by faith. And then I'm going to take all my goodness, all of my peace, all of my joy, even the precious Holy Spirit, I'm going to pour it into your heart. You will be reborn. You'll be a new person. You'll be alive for the first time and forgiven and clean. That's the gospel. That's why it went viral all over the world. And I want us today to become, so just pray that simple prayer. Right in your seat. There's no pressure. Just right in your seat. Jesus, I want you. Forgive me. Come into my heart. He will. Whoever comes to Jesus makes it. I love that. Whoever comes to Jesus makes it. Like a little baby coming to come to daddy, you make it. So first thing's that. So the last 2 weeks we've been going through this amazing viral series that God cares about lost people and wants them found. The second thing is this. This is where we come in, is that he uses people to reach other people. And that's it. And last week we camped out on that verse right there. And Jesus uses an analogy of a fisherman, a fish. And last week we talked about fish. Like, I can't fish. I mean, I can fish. I suck. I mean, I stink at fishing. How many of you guys caught a fish though in your life? Right? We said most of you caught a fish, but not all are great fishermen. You know, you're not going to go out onto the most dangerous catch, you know, next week and do that. But we could all fish, and that's the point that Jesus was trying to make. That, hey, we could all be part of this. This is for all of us. This is not just for disciples. He has a promise. He has a command. Come, follow me. That simple, viral message. And he says, and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. I will, you're in this little pond now. You're casting these nets now. You're living this way now, but you follow me and I'm gonna knock your socks off. I'm going to like do something in your life that you never thought you could do. You're not going to be in this little pond called Lake of Galilee. I'm taking you all over the world. I'm taking you viral. And God, isn't that exciting? And God wants our lives to be viral for him. And once we catch this fire, it's amazing. And I can't even think that God could use, but God's in the business of using ordinary and perfect people like myself and like all of us to do that. And that's the beauty of the gospel. And that's what viral means. So today we're going to talk about a scary word. Go to the next slide, called evangelism. And I know everybody gets like really, oh, evangelism. And Actually, evangelism is not just a one-time thing. It's a process. It's a process that where we actually are leading a person into a personal relationship with Jesus. I want you to throw out, when you hear the word evangelism, it doesn't matter, or evangelist, first word that comes to your mind. Just throw some things out. First words, evangelist. Billy Graham. Think of another word, evangelist. When you think of it, think of something. Missionary. Gospel. Anything else? Open air preaching. Anybody else? Tracts. Those are the old-fashioned little card things people give out. You know, at the other location, it was like crazy. You know, door knocker, you know, holy roller. One other person brought out rejection, Billy Graham. You get all these pictures in your mind, and you're thinking, man, how am I going to be Billy Graham? How many Billy Grahams in the world are there? You know, it's like one Billy Graham. How many, like, these other speakers, you see thousands of people, so forth and so on. But the simple fact of the matter is that even in the early church, they didn't have televangelists, right? They didn't have any of this stuff. Think about it. They had no media at all, no army, no building. They didn't meet in buildings. So it was through something that they taught us at Liberty, at Tommy, when also called frangelism, and we talked about it last week. The idea is that almost everybody who comes to Jesus comes because somebody invited them. Someone they knew invited them, whether it's a friend. This is where we get Fran. A friend, a relative, an associate, a work associate, or a neighbor. I had this weird neighbor. He's come to my house with her Bible, and I would tell her, lock the door. But she came and she... I'm going to share her story in a second, but she actually was instrumental in me becoming a Christian because she cared enough for the people, the neighbors. So that's the idea. And the amazing thing here, and you see in the scriptures, you see Matthew inviting his friends to hear about Jesus. You see the disciples, the first disciples, inviting their brothers to hear about Jesus. You see all this stuff going on by people knowing each other. And that's the whole point of frangelism. What I'm trying to say here is that we can do this together as a church, as an individual. You don't have to feel intimidated. None of us are Billy Grahams. How can we ever live up to that? None of us are any of that, but we are ourselves. And God uses us, involves everyone in this process of using their own gifts where they are. We have a saying at Oasis, God wants to use you where you're usable. He's not going to call you to something that you're not gifted for. He's not going to call you to that. He's not going to call you to go preach open-air preaching if you're like an introverted person who is not like that. But he does call us to be part of this amazing process called evangelism in every way. And what I want to do is expand that term a little. Actually, evangelism is a team sport. And if we really love Jesus... Like, I'm excited about Jesus, and yes, I fall, I do things wrong, and the devil's going to be saying, even over here, I had people pray for me because I said, I'm supposed to get up there and talk about Jesus, and I just wanted to rip a guy's head off about 10 minutes ago. How does that work? Well, God's mercy, right? But it's a team sport. So by that, you see right here, for example, in the scripture, this is the Apostle Paul, and he says, look, here's how it works. One guy waters. One guy might like plant a seed somehow, and another guy does something else. He waters it. One plants the seed, but who makes it grow? God makes it grow. So that takes all the pressure off, right? We talked about that last week, where he didn't have to. When Jesus said, "You know, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men," and he gave the example where he told the disciples, "Hey, I want you to cast this net into the sea and catch some fish." And the disciples said, we were out all night. We didn't catch a thing, all right? We were out probably partying. We were out all night. We didn't catch a thing. But when they let down the net, all these fish came in, and so many fish that they couldn't hold it. And the point is that God made it get the fish get in there. God saves people. God is the only one that can save people. All we have this amazing privilege to actually help people along the way with the gifts that we have. Some may water. Some may plant. And that is what we call frangelism in a way. We're gonna explain that in three different ways, three small things, how God wants us to reach people. And it's a simple plan that we could all use. And it's called this. It's called praying for people. And that's why I had some of you write. I had some of you, if you were here last week, I had you write out three people that you know need to hear about Jesus. And they're not Christians, but you're going to pray for them. We're going to covenant to pray together. And then we're going to care for them. Prayer, care, share. We're going to care for them where they are. And then we're going to get opportunity to share for them. So this, you know, God, he wants us to share his word where? Everywhere, in every place, at every time. But he wants to use us where we're usable. He's not going to force us. Like, there's a gift that you might have that is a gift of helping people. And we did this thing. We started Oasis 5.5 years ago with this thing called the Alpha Course. Anybody ever hear of the Alpha Course? If you've heard of Alpha Course, so what it is all you do is you have a dinner. And anybody could do that, right? Some people have to cook the dinner. And we were just, at that point, the eight of us. And we decided, let's cook enough chicken to feed 100 people. Let's trust God that we're going to get people in here. They better have eaten the chicken. I would have been stuck eating chicken for 3 or 4 weeks. and so we had a bunch of people come out, and we just loved on them. We just served them. We just talked to them about life. We didn't even pray with them until the 4th week. You know, it's a course. It's a 10-week course that you take. And people came, and a few people came to be Christians through that. That's still in our church today. But the point is that all together, we taught them this concept of frangelism, where we use our gifts where they're at. And some of you know the story, but this one precious girl, who her name is Rosa, and she was from Peru, and she was awesome. And she called me one day, and she was crying on the phone. I said, honey, what are you crying for? And she was cooking bread, baking bread, and said, I'm needing my bread right now. And I'm needing it, and I'm thinking about who this person that hasn't even come out yet is going to eat this bread. Somebody who needs Jesus is going to eat this bread, and I'm in love making this bread, trusting God that he's going to do something, even through me just making this bread. And it was amazing, and it touched my heart so much. It really touched my heart, and she said, yes, my hands are Jesus' hands, and I'm working through this. And you may think that's not evangelism. That's evangelism. And because that's a team. And someone had to make all that food, right, for the Alpha thing. So we brought the bread there. We made it. And guess what? At her table where you sat, two of the people over the course became Christians because they saw the love of the people. You see, you understand the concept now where it could be anything in line with just caring about people, where they're at. Loving people where they're at, with no strings attached. Not trying to get like another scalp for Jesus. You know, it's not about that. There's situations that are going to draw certain people into certain circumstances where if that's your gift, God's going to use it. I want to share one funny story in related to this. And this is not what you're called to do, but I get into craziest situations. I get into crazy situations. So we were at Hotel 304. A couple years ago, that's on Springfield, where it used to be Hotel 304, and I went to the bathroom there beforehand. Why are you allowed? Don't you go to the bathroom? And I went there to go, you know, to the bathroom. You know what's funny? Dudes, they don't want to be around other dudes when they go to the bathroom. You ever notice? They don't want to be around other dudes, but girls, they always say, can you come with me to the bathroom? Like the girls, they always want to be together in the bathroom. And dudes, we just want to do our stuff and get out. All right? Dudes, are you with me? So I'm there, you know, getting ready for the service. And guys hate to hear this too. When they're alone in the bathroom and there's like two stalls, they're praying, please, nobody come in. Nobody come in. Nobody come in. But yeah, I hear like the footsteps. Oh, you hear they are people in. And don't come in. Don't come to the next stall. He comes into the next stall. You hear it opening up. Plops down. And somehow, you ever notice how when someone plops down on one of the toilets, your other toilet moves? I noticed that. That happened to me. So I'm sitting there, and he says, must have knew that I was there. He says, hi. This is a true story. So, and trying to act like masculine, back I said, hi. Like that. And then his next thing is he says, do you come here often? And I said, no. Like that. But then I said, no, I can't lie. I said, Yeah, I do. I come here. And he goes, well, I'm coming to this church today, because I didn't know where you were. I'm coming to this church today, and I hear, this is a true story, and I hear they're crazy. But my friend, and this got me thinking about friends, my friend referred me to this church, and I go, oh, like that. So it goes back and forth. And then I didn't want to talk to the guy. All I was thinking about was toilet paper. Where's the toilet paper? My stall didn't have any toilet paper. So I had to ask, by the way, do you have any toilet paper? So he swings. I didn't share this in the last look. He swings. The roll just comes out. I see the roll coming out. And then he starts sharing these burdens. He says, you know, I'm coming here because I'm a drug addict. I'm coming here because I'm at the end of my line. I don't know what to do. My friend referred me to this place. I tried these other things and nothing's really working and so forth. I go, Lord, you're not serious, are you? This is this bathroom evangelism. Are you kidding me? I'm thinking, like, you're not putting me in this position, God, to do this. And I said, I had to share. So I start, you know, well, let me say, Jesus, he loves you. Here we are. Imagine two dudes on the toilet sharing the gospel with each other, and he's sharing his whole heart to me, and all I'm thinking, just flush and get out. And he shared his heart. I said, you know, Jesus loves you. The same thing I just shared with you guys. He died for you on the cross for all the junk and crap in your life. He loves you. He loves you. And he says, well, that sounds great. Maybe I could talk to the pastor after service. And I said, I am the pastor. we awkwardly did our thing and stepped out. I didn't know. I went out first, but I knew who he was. And I don't know. You could tell who new people because you knew people come in. So I knew who it was. We were to talk. And I believe Pastor Vince prayed with the guy. I don't know what happened to him. But why do I share that funny story? One, a friend invited that guy to come to church to hear about Jesus. Number one, God planned this crazy bathroom evangelism thing with someone like me that's in that. That's my, like, I could talk to a wall. People tell me all the time, you could talk to anybody. But bathroom? God, are you serious? Yes, bathroom. It's okay. Don't get any ideas. Guys, if I go to the bathroom, do not follow me. But we're not calling you guys to do that if that's not your area. God wants to team up. He wants us to team up together to do this amazing thing. And so, three things. There's this, and this is not new, but it's so effective and it's so simple that we overlook it. One starts with making a list of the people in your life. We asked you to do this last week, so I'll give you a second chance. Third chance, you know, you're out. But I want you to think of three people. I want you to write it down on your Connect card. Three people. You can leave their first names. You don't need to go through the last names. Three who that you know in your life needs to hear this amazing message that God can forgive even a guy like me, a guy like whoever, that he loves them, but they need Jesus. Write the name down. And remember, we talked about the first week, even if he's like Matthew, even if he's someone so slimy that you thought, no way possible. Yeah, with God, all things are possible, right? Amen? All things are possible with God. And so write that down. And what we're going to do is we want to covenant together to pray for them, just to start praying together. And we're going to start breaking the church up into prayer triplets where we just pray for these people together. And then you can pray for other things. It says here in the next verse, God, he commands us in Timothy to pray for everything, our nation, to pray for the people. Because look, God desires no one to perish, but all to come to eternal life. And that's the key. That's the point. So miracles work when this happens. I've seen miracles happen in this just by praying for people. Don't think praying is not evangelism. Praying is evangelism. That's the point. Praying is, that's easy. I don't want to go in a street corner. I don't want to go in a toilet and talk to somebody about Jesus. But I could start by praying, for crying out loud. And if we are followers of Jesus, we're going to want other people to come to him. So we could start by that, make that list. And then together, as a team, we teach together evangelism accomplishes much, right? You've heard that in businesses, together, whatever. Together evangelism accomplishes much. Where we pray together, see God work miracles. We're over time, but this happened in one of our Alpha courses. 2 years later, I was with my friend Hector, and he came to Jesus through the Alpha course. And I didn't know this, and he didn't know this, but about several months after that, 2 years after that, actually, I was going through my old cards. We used to keep these index cards for their friends. And we had, at that time, we had last names down and addresses for people. But we won't let you guys, you don't have to do that. But I came across Hector and his last name and his address. Somebody, check this out. I became great friends with this guy, Hector. But somebody put Hector on that friend list and started praying for him. And all the church was praying for this dude, Hector. A number of months later, this dude, Hector, comes to this thing called the Alpha Course. He gets saved. 2 years later, we're friends. We're sitting talking. And I said, Hector, you're not going to believe this. He goes, what? He says, I take out my index cards. Look. He looks at it and he starts getting teary-eyed. He goes, wow, that's God. That's amazing. Somebody was praying for me before I was even a Christian on this prayer list. One of my friends. And I became a Christian through that. If that doesn't, that floats my boat. That's amazing. Only God can do that. God honors prayer. Don't be thinking God doesn't honor prayer because you don't see anything right away. You keep praying, and together, it's powerful when your church prays. It's powerful when we get together and trust God and His Holy Spirit. It's powerful, and He uses that. That's evangelism. And then the second step is this, is find a way to care for those people. Find a way, even it could be that, and God might lead you to the ugliest and despicable, most despicable person you could think of, because that's what God does. He always brings people, are you kidding me? And one of my friends, Larry Phillips, who I tried to get on a live link, I tried to get him here, he's down in Alabama, and this guy, I couldn't stand this guy, because he wasn't a Christian, number one. Number two, he tried to attack me for being a Christian. And over and over and over again, but, you know, I would go home literally shaking, because I'm a wreck, right? I would go home shaking and say, I can't deal with this guy anymore. But I kept trying to love him, kept trying to do things for him. He's the guy, that some of you know, I had 2 cheeseburgers. I didn't eat all day, McDonald's cheeseburgers. I love McDonald's cheeseburgers. And he comes to me and goes, if you're a Christian, give me those cheeseburgers. Trying to test my Christianity. And I said, no way, dude. You're not getting these cheese. I didn't eat all. And so I gave him 1 cheeseburger. But the point is that he ended up becoming a believer in Jesus. I want you to think of that person, and then think of some loving, caring thing, a program, or just mindless caring for someone without trying to get something back, without trying to convert him. Just love him and see what God does. In evangelism, we call this stair-stepping people to Jesus. It means simply letting the Holy Spirit work. We pray for them. We love them with no strings attached. And know what happens when that happens? The Holy Spirit starts working on that person's heart. Why are you so nice to me? Why? What's going on? And eventually, you'll earn a right to share with them. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Evangelism, what I'm trying to say here, evangelism is not a thing you do. It's a way of life. It's a way of thinking out there in your environment. People come into your life every day. A person may come into your life. Well, that might be the person that God wants you to pray for and care for. Instead, what we do is we go on our lives. We're so busy. We don't think about other people. And these are divine opportunities that God is bringing in your life to do this. And if you live like this, the power of God starts to work in your life. I mean, it's exciting stuff. He might lead you to witness to someone in a toilet or something. But no, it's exciting stuff. And then the third thing is there's a point where we can share with them from our hearts, just in love, because now you're in a relationship. Now it's like, hey, man, I hear where you're coming from. I'm so sorry you're depressed. I went through that too, but Jesus did this for me. You see, it's real now to that person. It's not shoving it down their throat. There's nothing to worry about rejection because you're friends. And that's how it works. Or, hey, we're having this thing on July 24th, an outdoor picnic at the Cedarbrook Park. Why don't you come on out? Bring something to eat. We'll have all food. We're going to have volleyball, whatever, but softball. Come on out. All three bands will be there. It'll be an awesome time. You'll hear the message that Jesus can change your life. How easy is that? How amazing is that? How beautiful is that? And I'm going to call the band up if there is one at the end. I don't know what Chris is doing because I know we're over time. But the point is that this is the process of frangelism. You see the process of evangelism? It's a process where there's no pressure on anybody, but that you start by praying. So I'd like for you guys, if you're into this, whoever wants to participate, write three names down on a connection card. Before you leave, get a connect and leave them with us. We're going to create a prayer wall out here, and we're going to see God do miracles. And by the way, there's only one way to put a smile on God's face. It says every time a sinner repents, every time one person comes to Jesus, all the angels rejoice. Heavenly Father rejoices. Isn't that beautiful? That's amazing. That's what he came for, that reason. If we're his followers, we should want to be like that. But we should have fun doing it. God wants us to have fun doing it, and he wants us to trust his power, his Holy Spirit power to do it. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for the people here. I pray you would touch our hearts, fill us with your Spirit. I pray if there's anyone in this room that's not sure of you, Lord, not sure of where they stand with you, forgiveness-wise, I pray, Lord, that they would just talk to one of us here. I pray, Lord, Father, that they would just come to know you by simply saying, Jesus, I want you. And if you're one of those people right now, it's all about accepting that you're a sinner, believing that Jesus died for you, confessing him as Lord and Savior. As anyone who's in right now, I want Jesus. I'm not sure about Jesus, but I want to receive him in my heart right now. Is anyone right now that just feels that way? Don't feel embarrassed, but we want to give you something. And put your hand up. Everybody else is bowed down. If God is talking to one person today that Jesus is talking to, just a gentle voice, you might hear a gentle whisper, yes, yes, Jesus. And Father God, we also pray for the rest of us, Lord, that you would give us a heart for you, a burden for you. Thank you that you use imperfect people. We give it all for you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So fill those things out. Leave them on the welcome table. We love you guys so much. Thank you for coming.
To remind you that if you have a connection card that you have filled out, you